This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, they're going to take calls and play clips during this hour. They're about to take over Owen Sawyer and, of course, Rob Dew. I'm about to punch out here in about 5 minutes. Got a lot of important work behind the scenes to do to expand the InfoWar, contrary to all the mainstream media's lies. 877-789-ALEX is the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX. We were finishing up with a caller that's there at the bottom
of the screen
there. Stephen in Florida, you're on the air. What was your point on the Comey hearings?
Yeah, here's what I wanted to say, and you guys can see if you concur with my analysis. Okay. You know, Alex, you have very masterfully brought out what a false flag terror attack is in your Terror Storm documentary. And anybody that hasn't seen that needs to get that and see it. But here's the thing, okay? The last successful false flag I can see that the New World Order pulled off was through Hillary Clinton with Benghazi. And that was on September 11th. Well, what I see happening now is God's law of the harvest, where they're reaping what they've sown. And Alex, you said, I'm willing to take the hit, you know, and you've been out there for years, you and Drudge and others, you know, putting out the hits on the New World Order. Well, now I think the roosters are coming home to roost with them, because here, last year during the campaign, here, September 11th, here one of your reporters, videotaped Hillary falling down on September 11th.
It was a message from God.
It was.
Right, and so with this...
That's right, folks. They don't have all the power. They wonder why we keep winning. It's because we got God on our side.
Here's what I want to say. With the Comey hearings now, what's coming across to me is these people, see, they wanted to pull the ultimate false flag, taking down the Trump administration. They've bitten off more than they can chew, and the Comey... fiasco, what it says to me is what they have done is, without realizing it, is pulled a false flag on themselves. They're going down.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't put a good face on things if it's not good. I admit when we're wrong. I admit when we're failing. I admit when the country's in trouble. Every real indicator is we're coming back from the dead culturally, economically, and the elite are panicking. The people that stole the country, that hijacked it, that took over, America by fraud, they're panicking, and Comey was devastated. He had to say, no, Trump never told me to stop investigation. No, I did tell Trump he wasn't under investigation. Confirming everything, when he tried to use that sneaky fake memo, he was forced to admit it was him. It was a total reversal, but you turned on CNN, you thought Trump got indicted.
Well, and now he doesn't have the memos? Like, where did they go? Or were they not on your computer system? Like, the FBI, they...
Which he was supposed to give...
Exactly.
...to the Justice Department.
Exactly.
Trump needs to start indicting their
ass.
And
he's like, oh, I don't have them. My buddy has them. What?
Which, by the way...
That's a cop-out, bro.
Coming up in the next segment, Alex, you could, if you're still with us, you can hear this clip. The timing, they really did trap themselves. Stephen is right. Yep. Because the timing of the events and what Comey said in his testimony do not actually add up. I've got a video from May 3rd, where James Comey says he did not ever leak anything to the media. Chuck Grassley asked him specifically.
Wait a minute.
And on May 3rd.
Wait a minute. Oh, my God, it's more perjury. I want to stay on for this. I remember that. I'd forgotten it.
Yep.
You're such a genius. So Comey caught lying to the Senate about leaks. We have him.
Twice, Alex. Criminal. Twice. Because first he lied on May 3rd. Then he said that he put out the memo to a reporter in response to Trump's tape tweet. But the tape tweet wasn't made till May
12th.
He leaked on May 11th.
Let me stop you. Next time, like Matt came to me one day and he goes, you know, we have the clip of him saying nobody tried to influence him. I went, I forgot about that. Why didn't you tell me? I am telling you. I just found it. And then that broke from us. Well, you should have run in here earlier. When did you find this?
Just today when I got in and came on the show.
Okay, next time you find that,
don't think I know everything.
I'm the boss. No, it's the opposite. You come in and you tell me what we're about to do. When we come back, Owen, you run this. They have the clips?
Yes, they have the clips.
All right, drum roll. Everybody tune in. Stephen, God bless you. Thanks for the support, brother. Love you. We're going to come back, and we're going to break down another giant lie Comey got caught in. This is Start tweeting it. Grab this clip as soon as we're done taping it live. I want to get this out everywhere. This is mega huge. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is hiding in plain view. This has not gotten any attention yet. To Time Magazine's credit, they actually are reporting on it just in a blurb in a sub-article. And that's what's crazy about this is you'll have the New York Times over the weekend come out and say a pro-Trump conspiracy theorist, a false tweet and a runaway story, and say that Comey never said in the May 3rd hearing or the June 8th hearing of last week that Trump never told him to stop an investigation. He said in both hearings that no one, including Trump, ever told him that.
Well, how bold is the New York Times to get called fake news under oath, and then in that same hearing claim that basically it never even happened.
That's right. Comey admitted that they were wrong. Now let's expand. They then come out in this article and in a Daily Beast article and say that I'm lying, these clips don't exist, and then I'm an even bigger villain, that they called the New York Stock Exchange and that it reversed in negative trading because of our video going viral, which it did. It's one of the top trends on Twitter. I'm one of the top trends today. I'm in the top 10 again today. I'm so evil. I'm so horrible. Just the worst person ever.
And the stock market
horrible person. You know, because it's a big deal. There's a memo, supposedly, with them saying that Trump obstructed justice and ordered him to stop. Then we have a clip 2 months later that no one paid attention to where he says no one ever did it. People go, wow, looks like Trump told the truth. Stock market goes up. How horrible. We won't have a national crisis. Then last week, Senator Burr asked the question. We're going to play the clip again. And he says, he never ordered me to stop the investigation and nobody else did. What does the New York Times do? They run the quotes and say we're fake. By name, Alex Jones, Jack Posobiec, Mike Cernovich, they say we're all liars and that we made up the quote. Now, get ready for this. The reason I preface this breaking news with that story I've been hammering since Sunday is Owen Schroyer found the clip. Again, even AP admits that he said no orders to stop the investigation and that Trump was never, was told that he was not under investigation. All that's confirmed. AP, London Independent, they're all reporting it. The New York Times and Washington Post, they're saying it's not true, even though we have the video. Then Time Magazine has a blurb, but this hasn't really broken because it's not viral. It's you found it about 2 hours ago. We're about to break it down. Owen Schroyer, drum roll, we have another giant lie Comey has been caught in. Again, on the May 3rd hearing, the same one where he said nobody tried to influence him, he said, I've never leaked to the press. Now we know that before that May 3rd hearing and other times, he'd already leaked to the press. Owen Schroyer, break it down.
So on May 3rd, there was a hearing that involved James Comey. He was asked a question by Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. Have you ever leaked anything to the media? We'll play that clip in a second, to which Comey said no. But here's the key. So because Comey may have actually perjured himself twice over this. Once in the hearing where he answers the question against Grassley, and then again in the most recent hearing that got all the attention. He said in the most recent hearing that he responded to Trump's tape tweet, hope there's no tapes of our conversation, by leaking his memo to the media. That's what they say. That
he woke up in the middle of the night and said, I got memos.
Okay, so, but hold on. How is that possible if the story in the New York Times came out on May 11th? In a private dinner, Trump demanded loyalty, Comey demurred. This is the story he's referring to. This is the leak. That came out on May 11th. He says that he did that leak on after May 12th.
And let's be clear, he said last Thursday on the 8th, he was the main leaker, and now Trump had already said that, so we know Trump has intel.
So let's go to the clip of Chuck Grassley, what appears to be getting James Comey to lie under oath.
Director Comey, have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation?
Never.
Wow.
Never.
And we now know, under oath, he's now said he was and previous, but they won't find the memo.
So here's why he's trapped. This is why he's trapped, because he cannot win.
Yeah.
Because even if he says, well, on May 3rd, I had not leaked anything yet, so technically I didn't lie there. Okay, well then, you have a window between May 4th then and May 13th of which you would have had to have leaked that memo. Now, according to your testimony just last week, that means that you would have had to release that leak to the quote-unquote friend in media either on May 12th or on May 13th, which then that would make impossible this story that came out on May 11th. So Comey has perjured himself. He cannot get out of this. There is no way for him to get out of this. I would love to see the snake, James Comey, wiggle his way out of this one. And as you said, Alex, real media is reporting this. It's amazing the gaslighting the New York Times is doing. Here, Alex, This report says Attorney General Jeff Sessions to testify in public Tuesday. You see this report?
Yes.
He's not testifying Tuesday. It's not happening. It's a lie. He's not testifying. In fact, Jeff Sessions isn't even the Attorney General, Alex.
Well, they say Trump isn't the president. He stole the election when it was Hillary trying to do it.
Have you ever seen more gaslighting than
that? And they want to talk about obstruction. Loretta Lynch told him to call the investigation a matter. And that came out in that same hearing that just happened last week.
And now Dianne Feinstein is calling out Loretta Lynch.
Yeah, even Feinstein's saying, hey, we got to investigate this. Yeah. I actually have a shred of dignity left, and I'll actually say, well
here's the deal. They know nobody's buying it if they don't.
Right.
So they want to get two investigations going. In fact, can we queue up Dianne Feinstein? Go ahead, dude.
Yeah, well, it just shows you that that's where the obstruction was going on. It wasn't going on with Trump. Trump was saying, if he even said, I hope, because now we don't even know. Trump said he didn't say that. I hope you could let this go. And he said it wasn't an order. He was asked by everybody, was that a direct order? No, 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 no. It wasn't a direct order.
Well, here's the deal. We know he leaked the memo because it's his memo. He didn't give it to the Justice Department. That's illegal. Then we could tell they floated it so they could exaggerate what wasn't there. He knew they were lying about it. He let them lie about what was in the memo that nobody could see. Then he goes and testifies 2 months later after the 18th of February on May 3rd that no one ever tried to influence him. And then he's forced to come back at this hearing and say that's the truth. So he's, again, lying in the memo, lying on the other end. He's lying because he let the media go forward. He's so discredited. And Trump, she has a blind spot. He hasn't done any of this stuff. So he says, you know, forget you, screw you. I don't care. I'll testify to Congress. He doesn't get. They don't care. Right. They're going to keep lying and keep lying and say kill him. I mean, I agree with Dr. Corsi and others. And, of course, he obviously worked at PSYOPs. He didn't just work at the State Department. I'll leave it at that. When he says the CIA is getting ready to kill the president, I mean, they're getting ready. I mean, they are pushing. So everybody keeps hearing about his death. That when, oh, you hear he got killed or whatever, you just
like it was supposed to happen.
They don't want people to riot when they hear it. Okay? And this country is in deep crap. And, I mean, folks ask, why am I so behind Trump? It's so obvious. Every enemy, every scumbag, every globalist is against it. And I am just so ashamed of the left and people that are a bunch of bullies running because you didn't get the crime boss Hillary and the stock market's up and you're mad because he doesn't want to bring in unvetted people from failed countries that murder liberals. You, I mean, the real super right-wing nutballs are the Muslims. I mean, why the hell would the left want them in here?
That's actually an interesting point. If you, the image that they try to paint Trump supporters as, that's actually what Islam is. They are the ones that oppress women. They're the ones, you know, if anybody that has an oppressive society that's, you know, unilaterally oppressive of women, that's not Trump supporters.
I mean, it's just they don't care. They think they're in a club. They think they're in a winning group when they were with Hillary. Then when that didn't happen, they got upset. We're not winners now because they're delusional. They're like in a cult. They're not getting anything. They're getting screwed over. Trump's only delivering. I've talked to so many liberals that go, yeah, my 401k is way up. Yeah, it's up 20%. I've never made profits like this. Yeah, there is more hiring. Yeah, my restaurant.
They just opened
lines. I had in a parking lot the other day, like four gay guys come over. They were like middle-aged guys, professionals, getting in BMWs, good-looking guys. And they literally went, Alex, you know, we're really ashamed of you. We're libertarians used to like you. Trump's a monster and trying to do this and that to us. And, you know, I said, oh, really, how's your 401k? And they go, well, as you can see, we're wealthy. We're making more money, but still it doesn't matter. You know, you're being really, and I go, what has Trump actually done to you? And they couldn't say. They didn't care. They were just getting into being mad at me that Trump was being mean to them when Trump hasn't done anything to them. Except get Republicans to not hate gay people and have a rainbow flag at the convention.
Except open the first gold mine in 10 years.
Exactly. All he's doing is turning the country back on. And Hollywood, the truth is, hates America, hates Christians, hates straight people. I'm not saying all gay people hate us, but the point is they're the ones that are the mafia. They're getting off on culture control. And I'm not saying that even the gay people are doing this. I'm just saying Hollywood hates America. And we're not the one that, so Hollywood hates America, Islam hates America, so they love each other. The great Satan Hollywood loves the great Satan Islam and the great leader of Satanism, and they just want to destroy us.
Well, America, for all of its flaws, has created the most vast wealth for the most people.
And the freest open society, exactly. And the byproduct of a bunch of bitching and complaining spoiled brats that sit here with all this freedom and piss all over it.
And that's what they hate.
Can we skip the break?
They, too late to they do that. Literally hate the fact that they live in the greatest country on earth.
I mean, just we have time. We have this new system where we're running the show ourselves. So I don't know how then we don't have time to do it. Because when Harmon was going on vacation, I guess, and then the other guy's like, yeah, you'll be running your own show. You can skip breaks easier. So now I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out why, as we go to break, why I can't do this now. Because this is not what I was told. And now the opposite has happened. And I'm going to find out. Listen, bottom line, folks, get the video from earlier where we were live. We're going to post it on YouTube and Facebook the next 30 minutes. Make it go viral. Comey caught in giant perjury saying he's not the leaker. Bombshell, 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 bombshell. Get ready, Info Warriors. Get ready. We're going to ram this down their dirty throats. Straight ahead, Owen Schroyer.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hendrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top 3 selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Emrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Emrix Essentials.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, the former director of the FBI, James Comey, a self-admitted leaker. He admitted it under testimony that he leaked. He also admitted it under testimony that he never leaked. I'd like to see him get called to task for those two testimonies under oath. I'd like to give a testimony right now to InfoWarsStore.com products. I can tell you, I have tried just about every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and they are all incredible. I have felt the effects of all of them. Some of them, quite honestly, the effects are too strong, and I had to actually cut it out of my routine because the effects were so strong that I just couldn't take it. But the Super Blue toothpaste, incredible. We got the special going right now. X2 BioTrue Selenium Combo. That's got a 4.9 star review, that combo. That's unbelievable. The Selenium is actually one of the products that I started taking that was too strong for me. I don't need it, but it was, the impact was serious. The X2 is a life-changing product that I suggest everybody out there tries. Once you try the X2, that's going to be something you're going to want to have in your cabinet at all times. And, of course, the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, a bestseller.
That auto ship tab, it'll keep coming. And now, you can pick the time period when you want it to come, and you get 10% off.
And now we've got the products that are just everyday products, yeah, like the Emerson shampoo, the body deodorant, everything, the body wash.
I used the sunscreen when I went out there.
I used the sunscreen as well. You'll be seeing that commercial. I use the deodorant, too. That commercial is going to be out, too. So I know that everybody is anxiously awaiting the great Emmerich's Essentials commercials that we're coming out with.
We got a lot coming out.
But even the shampoo is incredible. I was amazed at how much the shampoo just makes your hair actually feel full. That commercial that we have is no joke, folks. It really does give your hair body. And then the bug spray, Emmerich's Essentials bug spray. I think that is a must-have, too. So you keep the bugs off you. You don't spray yourself with poison. So get those products. You'll be a repeat customer because the products are so great. And take advantage of the specials. 25% off Bio True Selenium. 33% off Super Blue Toothpaste. Take advantage of the specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the good guys. Support the InfoWar. Let's go to some of the callers here. Who's been holding the longest? It looks like O'Brien. We'll go to O'Brien first, straight out of 1984. O'Brien in Maryland. Go ahead.
Yeah, I found this article that just popped up my old mom's phone that said basically Maryland and D.C. sues Trump over foreign payments. I mean, I want to know what your take is on that.
Can you repeat the headline again?
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you. Go ahead.
It's called Maryland and D.C. sue Trump over foreign payments.
Okay, we've got the story up now. And that's a New York Times article, guys. Pull that back up.
No, it's CNN.
Oh, they pulled CNN? It on New York Times version. You know, there was something going around that Trump was getting paid off by the Saudis because an individual consultation firm that was being paid by the Saudis set up some parties somewhere in some Trump hotels, and they're like, "This is proof of payment. This is a consulting firm going in and saying, hey, we want to throw some parties here," and it was like a couple $100,000. It wasn't even the millions of dollars that you see Hillary Clinton getting from all the payments through to her. The Saudis gave her millions of dollars just to get elected.
Well, and it's crazy too, Rob, not just the double standard that they have for foreign money coming into Trump versus other candidates. You know, they've got all of the evidence as well. The same stuff that they're trying to put on Trump, they actually have on Podesta. You actually have that, the payments. You actually have that evidence hardcore, raw, with Hillary and Podesta and them. And then they want to sit here and try to act like Trump is the one. So they're going to try to push these stories, I'm sure. But the funny thing to me is, meanwhile, you had the Saudi Arabian arms deal that President Trump made, and you actually have a group of GOP representatives right now that are trying to blockade that arms deal. But somehow, for some reason, the left is silent. They must be stockholders in Raytheon. They must be stockholders in Lockheed Martin. You'd think that they would be calling out that arms deal all day long, yet nothing from Democrats, nothing from the left. It comes from the right. It comes from conservatives. It comes from the GOP. It just goes to show you that the crosshairs that the left is using right now to try to snipe things that they don't view as right or doesn't go along with their virtues, they're not even aiming right. They don't even know where they're pointing. They have no idea what's going on. Anything else, O'Brien?
Well, yeah. You guys may have heard about about the military hacking. I mean, the military news scandal about all these pictures being stolen or whatever. Basically, I had a theory, and it goes something like this. What if all... It's not just the men that were stealing all the photos there. What if there were women who were also...
Okay, I'm not sure what he's saying.
There.
He's saying something about stealing photos. We'll be right back. More of the Alex Jones Show on the other side.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Anyone
who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I want to clarify something just to clear the air of any confusion. We're trying to corroborate these dates with Comey's testimony, and the crew is just making sure that we report everything right here. So here's the deal. May 3rd, James Comey testifies under oath that he has never leaked anything to the press at all as far as the Trump-Russia investigation is going. May 9th, James Comey gets fired. May 11th, New York Times prints the story that Trump demanded for Comey's honest loyalty. Then, in the most recent, May 12th, Trump says, boy, I hope there's no tapes of our conversation. And then most recently, I think it was June 7th was the hearing, the most recent hearing. Comey says that he did leak. So that means, based on the timing of events, you would assume that May 3rd, Comey perhaps was telling the truth saying he'd never leaked anything. Then he gets fired on May 9th, leaks May 10th, story gets printed May 11th, Trump's tape tweet happens May 12th. Then Comey says that he did the leak in response to Trump's tapes tweet, but based on that timeline of events, that wouldn't be true. That's the investigation that needs to take place. Donald Trump, President Trump, felt like the FBI, James Comey, were the leakers the whole time. So there's the investigation, Rob Dew.
And Comey was in cahoots with Obama. He actually stood down when Lynch said, hey, call it a matter, not an investigation. And you hear that whole story in that hearing where he's like, well, she told me to call it a matter, and she clarified it twice. And that was a direct order. But yet when somebody says, I hope we can fix this up and finish it up, and hey, by the way, could you go out and tell the media I'm not under investigation? You've told me that three times. Everybody else in the world knows it, yet that doesn't get leaked out, as Marco Rubio pointed out. Here's an article I just found. A Maryland D.C. attorneys to sue Trump over hotel interest. So basically, because here's a businessman who has businesses before he's president. He doesn't know he's going to be president until the election. That's when everybody casts their votes and they go, hey, you won. So then is he supposed to sell every interest in everything he's ever had and done and destroy his business empire right there at that point? When you have Hillary Clinton making deals and getting money to her Clinton Foundation to do favors for other countries. Have we looked at the Bahrain jewels that she got? I mean, insanity. And here's another thing. This has been Comey's little memo that he wrote up, his little write-up, where he went and met with President Trump on January 6th. He is the one who said, let's have a private meeting. Let's talk about P-Gate. This is about to come out. I want to tell you about it just so, you know, it's between us, me and you. So he's the one who initiates private meetings, okay? Comey, you're going to a club, and you've never been there before, and somebody comes up and says, here's a secret handshake. All right, so now I know the secret handshake. I'm going to do the secret handshake with other people. Comey is coming in saying, we have private meetings. This is normal. You're the president-elect. I'm going to have a private meeting with you. So then when Trump has them with him later on, oh, my God, how could he ask for a private meeting? Like, that's the insanity of it. There was a judge a couple days ago that came out and said, oh, Trump tried to talk to me on the phone, too. Like, this is a bad thing. Communication is bad.
Well, this lawsuit isn't going to get any legs because I'm sure that the moves that Trump made to hand everything that was under the Trump empire over to his sons was including this hotel. So my guess is this lawsuit isn't going to have anything.
They just want to put it out in the media. Oh, we're filing a lawsuit against the.
But that's another Trump. That's another point you make that's just sitting in plain view, where Comey is pretending like it's some sort of outrageous deal.
No one's ever had a secret meeting.
That Trump and Comey would meet one-on-one, or that it was President Trump that requested it, when it was James Comey that actually requested it. And it's the same thing with the fake news saying Comey was an aggressive memo taker. But let's recall, under oath, James Comey said he only met with Obama, he thinks, twice, and that he never took memos.
Yeah.
So either Comey...
One was for over an hour.
Yeah.
Talking about law enforcement. But I'm not going to take any notes on that one.
So you're just completely
incompetent. Maybe it has to do with gun running. Maybe it has to do with guns going over the border to Mexico, like Eric Holder was doing. Oh, maybe that's what it has to do with.
We knew that this was coming. The night of the election, Alex Jones sat in this chair and could barely even celebrate because he knew that this war was coming. He knew that they would do everything to stop President Trump. And Ivanka goes on Fox and Friends this morning, and she is shocked at the viciousness in Washington. Yes, Ivanka, they want to stop your father, President Trump, from making America great again. That's why they're so vicious. Here's Ivanka Trump.
We moved down to Washington. We want to be helpful. We want to do big things, important things. And there's nothing more important than enabling people.
Is it harder than you thought, though? Is it harder than you thought to stick to the things you want to do because of what keeps coming up, whether it's the Russia investigation or something else?
It is hard. And there's a level of viciousness that I was not expecting. I was not expecting the intensity of this experience. But this isn't supposed to be easy. Mm-hmm. My father and this administration intends to be transformative. And we want to do big, bold things. And we're looking to change the status quo. So I didn't expect it to be easy. I think some of the distractions and some of the ferocity was I was a little blind. blindsided by on a personal level. But for me, I'm trying to keep my head down, not listen to the noise, and just work really hard to make a positive impact in the lives of many people. I mean, if you want to, at the end of the day, if you want to think about difficult, it's the factory worker who's been laid off. Difficult is, you know, the mother who's lost a child to opioid abuse. So these are the real challenges. And I think that does put it in perspective for me. Right. Every time we get out into the country and meet with American people who are very optimistic about what's happening, and they see the economy and it's just booming. Small businesses have this sense of just vigor. And, you know, I was talking with somebody the other day who was referring to it as the animal spirits of small business owners have been released. So, you know, there is a tremendous energy, but there's also real challenges, and that's what we're looking to address.
I like the statement she makes there, changing the status quo. That is the biggest thing I think that has happened so far, is President Trump and the American people that elected him have changed the status quo worldwide. And that's why citizens of the world are backing Trump, thanking us for electing Trump to change that status quo. Rob, any comments before we take calls?
The president of Romania had glowing reviews after meeting with Trump. You know, he was like, hey, this guy's all on board with everything about fighting terror, everything. We totally agree with him.
Yeah, because finally you don't.
But a couple things. I like how she's talking about opioids. Nobody's talking about that. You don't hear big pharma media talking about opioids. I think we should do a whole week on just little things about the opioid epidemic, because it's coming from two places. It's coming from big pharma. It's coming from Afghanistan poppy fields that our troops are currently guarding right now and delivering fertilizer to and helping these guys make their shipments. That's where your opioids are coming from. Don't hear a lot of people talking about that. Another thing. Ivanka, this is my little message to you. All the viciousness you're talking about, these people attacking you constantly, these are also the same people that tell you global warming is real and climate change is all man-made and there's nothing else you can do about it. We have to give all our money to Al Gore, to the Blood Gore investment fund. So just remember that these are the same people that are telling you all these things that you kind of believe, which I do believe you think climate change is totally man-made and there's no other debate about it because all the science is real and the science is in. But yeah, these are also the same people that are attacking you, everything you say, calling you out on every little thing, every dress you wear. So just remember that going forward.
This is just an analogy, okay? I just want to put this analogy out there because you talk about the Romanian president and how he had these glowing reviews for Trump. Yes, you've got all these world leaders that are meeting with Trump that have these glowing reviews. Here's why. Imagine this again. This is just an analogy before fake news and David Brock try to run this with any other angle. Imagine the American people, when these foreign leaders come, these presidents, when they come to sit down with our president, the American people are offering these foreign leaders a plate of food. Okay. We're offering them, this is our vote. This is who we give to you to represent us, to meet with us. Well, for the last 8 years, we've been giving them a plate of crap, a plate of feces. Okay, so now we finally got the plate of feces out, and now we're giving the Romanian president comes here, he's like, oh boy, I've been looking at a plate
this,
of
is not beta male. This is not beta male.
And so now we offer him a plate of filet mignon, a nice steak, a nice juicy steak. And so the Romanian president is like, wow, oh my gosh, they're not serving me crap this year? Wow, thank you. This President Trump is so much better than what I'm used to. And that's just an analogy, but this is, people really need to understand. They don't understand how much Barack Obama wanted to take America down. Okay? President Trump wants to lift America up. That is why they are so diametrically different. Let's go to the calls. Let's go to Tom in Oregon. He wants to talk about a Trump rally that happened in Oregon. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was just going to call kind of as a testament to your viewers and listeners. About really the power that we at the grassroots hold if we choose to wield it. So I'm a citizen journalist here part-time in Portland, Oregon, and just in the past couple of months that I've been doing that, I've already broken a couple big stories. Mike Cernovich broke my story that Jeremy Christian, the Portland stabber, had shown up to a Trump, a pro-free speech, pro-Trump rally as a psyop to make Trump supporters look bad. I'm the one that broke that story to Mike Cernovich, and I was just talking to Cernovich last night, too. At the Portland Trump rally that we just had, I went in a CNN. I was covering the event for my channel, and I went in a statement. I made my own CNN as ISIS shirt to trigger people, and I printed out 1,000 flyers with
the CNN is ISIS meme with the Kathy Griffin logo. I put Alex's Twitter and Mike Cerno's Twitter on there.
The force is strong in this one.
And then I put the QR code for InfoWars on there, too, so people could scan it on their phones and just go live time directly to InfoWars. Trying to bring that memetic warfare into the third dimension. Just literally hand out memes. And
you've done well, Lord Vader.
I handed out over 700 flyers at that event. And the reason why I thought that was funny, and by the way, I interviewed with, they were all, the media was all over it. I interviewed with Al Jazeera, the London Independent. Buzz, I crashed BuzzFeed's live stream for 5 minutes, and they interviewed me. And this is what I want to kind of relay to people. So not only did I go to the event and hand out 700 flyers that basically armed people now to crash any media outlet that they wanted, because now they had the signs and the information, and they did. They crashed all the media outlets at that event. And then I got on BuzzFeed, the live stream, for 5 minutes, and I knew what they were going to do. I knew that they would take the context out of it and then repost the clip, most likely, which they did. So I want the info warriors out there to know how to do this, and that this is really the power we wield.
Well, there's no doubt. I completely agree. Just taking action. See, that's the thing. People don't realize, even in your own walk of life, if you're a teacher, if you work in the coal mines, whatever it is, not everybody out there is going to be an independent journalist. Not everybody out there is going to have a YouTube channel. But there's other things that you can do in your life, just in the classroom. If you're a teacher, you know, whatever. You can share things when you're talking at the water cooler. You know, hey, good thing we got this water here that's purified, so we're not drinking the fluoride. So it says, fluoride? What's wrong with that? And you say, oh. So everybody just taking action, being awake, being aware, caring about the fellow human being, wanting to have conversation, not being scared that you're going to be looked at funny for your right to free speech. I completely agree with you. Thank you, Tom and Oregon, for calling in.
I just got to break in here with this. Here's an article. This is on CBS News. Cops release all Manchester concert bombing suspects.
Yeah, every single one.
Can you believe that?
I couldn't believe it.
There was a video before the bombing happened saying, look out, it's going to happen. There, let me go to the headline right there. There it is. And somebody tweeted this to me, and it was some alternative media news site. And I'm like, let me just check some other site. There was four of them. That was the one I ended on. I'm like, I can't believe this. How could you release these people without full body cavity searches, as far as I'm concerned?
You know, and there was
amazing.
There was some other similar story too, where it was like, you know, they arrest.
It's okay. They come in. They make these bombs that are amazing in their you know, potency and power and sophistication. No, it's just a 16-year-old kid who did it. Don't worry. We got him. We got him all. He killed himself. I mean, that is just insane.
You know, and if any one of those suspects, you know, commits an act of terror or murders people,
it'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Stand
strong, Britons.
I hope that that's not the police's decision, because that would look real bad on the police. My guess is the police didn't want to release him, and they had that call in from their political correct leaders at the top. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Morgan, who is also in Oregon. Go ahead, Morgan. Do we have Morgan?
Come on, Morgan.
Okay, thank you for the call, Morgan. Let's go to Sam in South Carolina. Wants to talk Comey. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey there, how's it going, Owen?
Going good.
And the legendary Rob Dew.
The legendary.
Yes, well, I'm a first-time caller, you know, long-time listener. Been listening to InfoWars for the past 5 years. You know, after being downrange with the Army, kind of saw a lot of discrepancies between what was going on and what was being reported, and it's kind of what kind of woke me up, and then I started researching alternative media to try and figure out what's really going on out there. But outside of all that, I mean, InfoWars has definitely red-pilled my brain, and I just want to thank you guys for waking up the patriots in our country and all around the world.
Well, thank you for spreading the word.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, anyways, as far as Trump emptying the swamp, I mean, I think we're only just, you know, getting into the second inning. So
I hear you.
Like, in my opinion, you know, the testimony of Comey was, I mean, from what I heard, a complete exoneration of Trump. But what is, you know, how media is taking it and spinning every word that's being said from what we say to something completely different. And I'm wondering,
what is it that they're actually trying to distract us from? Because they're trying to put us in this, like, micro view of what's going on.
You know, I always think about that. That's a great point. I always try to look at the story that they're not talking about. And I think that
Seth Rich,
even though we are talking about that, but I think it's an overall, like, I think it's an overall consortium of things. Like, oh, Trump Russia. Well, it's them in Russia, okay? They were the ones that colluded with Russia. So basically, everything that they're throwing against the wall right now, everything that they're trying to stick against Trump, is what they're guilty of.
The Trump troll army. Yeah. The Trump troll army.
Trump likes and to then, have people pee on him in hotels. Yeah. They're probably into that crap. Yeah. They're the ones that do the spirit cookings. So that's the story. That's the cover-up. Everything they're pushing on Trump, the Trump-Russia, we like P-Gate, all this weird stuff, that is actually what they're distracting us from.
Yeah, because think of it. Like, he's like so suspectfully threw himself, Attorney General Lynch, and Hillary under the bus so quickly. And the mainstream media is creating all this drama from every angle, alluding to collusion to cover up from something bigger.
And I really think that they've lost themselves. I really think that they've spun a web so tight that they can't even move because they don't even get it. Let's not forget, months ago, the entire left wanted Comey's head. They wanted Comey's head. Then Trump fires him. They love Comey. Then he gives a testimony damning himself. They have spun a web, and they cannot get out of it. It's a web of lies, folks. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Your calls on the other side. Owen Schroyer, Rob Dew.
We got Boom Boom and Stephanie coming up.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to of the Alex Jones Show. Oren Schroyer, Rob Dew with you for the final segment. And again, folks, I just have to implore you, InfoWarsStore.com, just try one product. If you haven't tried a product yet, just try one product. Support this broadcast. Help us grow to the next level. Alex is not joking around. He really is building another new studio. He really is hiring more people, but he wants to make sure he has the funds to do it right so that we don't collapse on ourselves. So that all comes from you going to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got great specials going right now. 33% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. My guess is you'll be like me. You'll use this toothpaste once, and it'll be the last toothpaste you ever use because it is the best. Rob, you want to bring in our next caller?
Sure. We'll bring in Boom Boom in 1 second, but I just want to say this. The first initial designs for the studio, Jones said, nope, too small. I want it bigger than this one.
More.
So we definitely need your support.
Capacity.
We're going to make a bigger studio than this one. Guys, go to camera 5. Just show people how big this studio is. This is a big studio. This actually used to be the main room where we all sat. We had a huge group of reporters and editors in here. And we're going to build a studio bigger than this one. So please support us. Thank you for your support. And let's go to Boom Boom in Arizona. Let's talk about the travel ban course. Go ahead, Boom Boom.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got three ideas that'll put the globals to a tailspin.
All right, go ahead.
With this travel ban that keeps getting overturned, if that's the case, President Trump should just repeal the Patriot Act.
I like that.
I like that.
It's actually within the NDAA, too, that the president has the power to take out the NDAA as well. But, of course, it's the NDAA that would give him the right, I guess, to persecute all these terrorists here. It's kind of a catch-22.
Yeah.
No, I like that. Yeah, I agree completely. Use their poison against them. I think you're 100% right.
What's number two?
Number two, this will bankrupt the globalists. Reinstitute JFK's executive order, 11,110. Silver certificate.
Yeah, that's what got him killed. All right, what's your third one?
Third one, ask Comey under oath if he was aware he was appointed by a guy with a fake ID.
That's pretty good.
Hey, you know what? A lot of people are talking about, oh, they put this 10-year rule in so the FBI director would be nonpartisan. No, they did that because J. Edgar Hoover was like the FBI director for almost 30 years. And they're like, look, we don't want another guy in there who has all this power who's blackmailing us. That's why they did it. They did it for self-preservation, not for this nonpartisan BS they keep talking about.
You know, and I Donald Trump likes gold so much. I think Donald Trump can start looking into where all the gold from Fort Knox went. I think that'd be a nice place. Let's take one more call before we get off the air here. Stephanie in Ohio. Go ahead, Stephanie.
You got a minute.
I'm in Idaho.
All right, Stephanie in Idaho.
There's a lot of things I'd like to talk to. I want to thank you guys for all the information you guys get out to us.
You got 60 seconds.
Information, and I just want to say that it's happening in our small towns, this globalist and stuff. I live close to Twin Falls, and we've got to fight this, and we've got to fight it hard. People's got to get a hold of their congressmen and just keep fighting, because if we don't, we're going to lose it. And Donald Trump, clear the swamp. You've got we put you in office to clean the swamp. That's why we put you there. That's why we did it. And we want you to clean that swamp and get those people out of there. Just do it. Get them all out of there.
I completely agree. And now you've got McMaster, who's appointing more swamp members. McMaster appoints Eric Ciaramella, who's a Susan Rice ally. So, yeah, I completely agree with you, Stephanie. But, you know, like the one caller said, it's still early. I think it's still like the first inning. So I think Trump has a lot of at-bats left. What do you think, Rob?
I like the idea to repeal the Patriot Act. That's great. That would get rid of the TSA. We wouldn't have to get fondled just to get on an airplane.
Yeah, look at the swamp that he's drained so far. TPP.
Which hasn't caught one terrorist,
gone.
By the way.
TPP. Gone. Climate deal. Gone. Okay? These are great things. This is how you drain the swamp. FBI director. Gone. This is the Alex Jones Show. InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 p.m. Central. Alex Jones live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Destroy the New World Order. Blast at maximum capacity.
ABN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. We'll be right back.